B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Erevin Daf Nun Vov. We're going to start 11 lines from the top of the Omud. We learnt in the Mishnah on Daf Nun He Omud Aleph, or more accurately in a Braisa, we learnt that if you have a round town, a round city, then we square it off before measuring the 2,000 amos around the city. The question is, how do we square it off? And the Gemara is now going to teach us a Braisa, which will introduce to us a concept that we've seen in the previous shir regarding a square town. Tonu Rabbonon. We learnt in the Braisa, Bo l'Rabbo, when the surveyors come in order to draw the square, the virtual square around the city, in order to know from where to measure the 2,000 amos for the tchum, Mirabo b'ribua oilom. They are going to align the square around the city, this virtual square that we're boxing off the city, is going to be with the ribua oilom, which is the directions of the world. A square, on the one hand, every square has four sides. That's okay. But there's also a concept called north, south, east, and west. And those are absolute factors. They are in the world. There's north of the world, south of the world, east, and west. So when they're making the square around the city, and from that square they're going to measure the 2,000 amatchum, they should make the square, they should align it with the directions of the world. That means the north of the city should be aligned with the north of the world, going from east to west. The south also going from east to west on the south. And then the west should be west of the directions of the world, going from north to south. And east should also be a line going from on the east side of the city, from north to south. Noisen tzfoino l'tzfoino oilom. Then the northern line of the city should be north of the directions of the world, and the south should be south. V'simonoch, how are you going to determine what's north and what's south? They didn't have the technological means we have today of knowing exactly where north, south, east, and west is. Eglo b'tzofoin v'akrov b'dorin. When one sees the constellations in the sky, then the constellation of the calf is towards the north. The constellation of the scorpion is towards the south. So when you see the calf and the scorpion, you know where north and south is. And obviously in between the two, you've got west and east joining them up. Continues the Gemara. The Braisa. Rabbi Yossi says, "Eino yodea l'rabo b'ribuei oilom." If he does not know how to align the square with the directions of the world, with the directions of the earth, it means he's unfamiliar with the constellations. He doesn't know where the calf is, where the scorpion is. What should he do? How can any layman know where north and south is? So, merabin kamin tkufa. A tkufa is the season. Every year has four seasons. There's the season called Nisan, the season called Tammuz, season called Tishri, and a season called Teves. Tammuz would typically be the height of the summer, Teves would be the height of the winter, and Nisan and Tishri would be neither summer nor winter. In the winter, in the Teves, the days are very short, the nights are very long. In Tammuz, the days are very long and the nights are very short. In Nisan and Tishri, the length of the day and the night are the same. So there's something to do with the seasons. If you understand how the seasons work, then according to the points of the sunrise and sunset during the seasons, you'll know exactly where north, south, east, and west is. Kate said, how do you know this? Chama yetzes b'yoyim oruch v'sheikas b'yoyim oruch. Now one thing is clear. The sun always rises in the east, in the Mizrach, and always sets in the west, in Ma'ariv. However, there's the east, the horizon on the east, goes all the way from the north to the south. And on the west also, from the north to the south. So the way it works is that in the winter, the sun rises on the east and sets in the west. But that is all towards the south. That means the sun rises on the eastern horizon towards the south. and it sets on the western horizon towards the south. In the summer, however, where you've got the longer days, there the sun rises on the east but towards the north, and sets on the west but towards the north. So if you take the longest day, the height of the summer, where the sun rises on the east but on the northern part of the northern corner of the eastern horizon, and it sets on the northern corner of the western horizon. So if you take Chama Yoitza B'Yoim Oruch V'Shikas B'Yoim Oruch, if you take the longest day of the year and you merge the points between the point that the sun rises and the point that the sun sets, then it's true that it rises on the east and sets in the west, but the points between the two is called the north. Zeu Pnei Tzofin, that is the northern side of the square, that's the northern, that's north. Chama Yoitzes B'Yoim Kotzer V'Shikas B'Yoim Kotzer, if you take the two points between east and west, where the sun rises and sets in the middle of the winter, that's in the Tkufa of Teves, then the points are, the sun rises very much to the south. So Zeh Pnei Dorim, it rises and sets in the south, going from east to west, but on the south. So the two points between east and west on the shortest day of the year, that is the southernmost points, and they are south. And obviously, wherever the sun rises is the east, and wherever the sun sets is the west, and there you know where your directions are. Continues the Braisa, Tkufas Nisan Utkufas Tishri, Chama Yoitzes Bechetzi Mizrach V'Sheikas Bechetzi Mayriv. In the two tkufos, in the seasons where the day and the night are the same length, then the sun rises on the east, but at the point of the eastern horizon, exactly between north and south. And the same when it sets on the west, exactly between the north and the south. It's only on the other two seasons, the summer and the winter, where in the winter the sun rises and sets towards the south, and in the summer it rises and sets towards the north. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Hoylech el Dorim v'soivev el Tzofin. Hoylech el Dorim bayoim v'soivev el Tzofin balaylo. And this means as follows. Wherever the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, at any point of north and south that happens, depending on whether it's summer, winter, or neither, the sun always towards midday is further south than the point that it rose and than the point that it's going to set. That means the sun rises at some point in the east, and then the sun travels on an angle to even further south until midday, and then it travels back to the point parallel to where it rose, but on the west, and that's where the sun sets. So the concept of the sun during the day, the part of the sun that we see traveling during the day, that's called hoylech. The sun is going. So it's hoylech el dorim v'soiviv el tzofin. Hoylech el dorim means bayoim. During the day, the sun is always, the first half of the day, the sun is always leaning, is traveling towards the south. V'soiviv el tzofin. However, in the night, the sun that goes, so to speak, under the world, around the other side of the globe, there the sun, when it sets in the west, it actually continues on its angle towards the north and until midnight, and then a little bit it comes back to the point where it's going to rise the following morning. That's not called hoylech, that's called v'soivev el tzofin. And v'soiviv means it's circling around the part of the globe that you cannot see. That's el tzofin, that's towards the north. Balaylo, and it's doing that at night. How does the pasuk carry on? Soiviv, soiviv, hoylech haruach. And here we see that the ruach, the directions, are also soiviv, also hoylech. Which means there's obviously some part of the horizons on the east and the west, which sometimes it's hoylech, which means sometimes the sun is going past that point of east or west when it's during the day, and sometimes it's soiviv, it's doing it when it's at night. And that just depends on the seasons. It depends if it's summer or if it's winter. If it's summer, that the days are very long, then the sun is going to cover those areas of the east and the west during the daytime. However, in the winter, where the days are short, then the sun is going to cover those areas during the night. Because let's remember, in the summer, where the days are, in the winter, where the days are very short, then most of the traveling of the sun is done at the night time. And at the night time, we saw before, the sun is leaning towards the north, underneath the globe. It's traveling northwards. So it's going to be covering certain areas of the east and west horizons, or the east and west sides. It's going to be covering them at night. However, in the summer, where the days are very long, and the sun is actually rises and sets towards the north, then when it's going to cover those areas in the middle of the east and the western sides, it's actually going to cover them sometime during the day. That's what it means, Pnei Mizrach or Pnei Meirav, the part of the face towards the center of the east and the western sides, Pa'omim Mahal Choson, sometimes it's Mahalich, sometimes it's traveling during the day. It passes over them during the day. And sometimes it goes around them. Seiviv is what happens during the night when the sun is covering those areas in dark on the other side of the globe during the night. Omer of Masharshia. Now Masharshia is arguing with the previous opinion. And he says, Lesnu lahani kloli. Says those astronomical rules that we just mentioned are not so accurate. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Lo yotzo chamo me'oilom, the sun never ever rose, mikeren mizrochis tzfoinis, even though it always rises on the east, but never on the very far east, towards the north. The first opinion seemed to say that when the sun rises in the summer, it rises the far north. No, Rav Masharshia says it never rises in the far northern corner, it's somewhat south. V'shoko b'keren ma'arovis d'roimis, nor does the sun set at the very northwest corner of the horizon. It's always a little bit further south. It always sets on the west, but never at the furthest northern point. V'lo yotzo chamo mikeren d'roimis mizrochis d'roimis. And now, coming to the winter, where the sun sets and rises in the east, sets in the west, but towards the south, it never rises at the extreme southeast corner of the horizon, v'shoko b'keren marovis d'roimis, nor does it set on the far southwest corner of the horizon, and it always is somewhat closer towards the center, and that's why he's arguing with the first opinion. And you're going to have to forgive me, unfortunately, astrology is not my strong point. And obviously those who understand in astrology will be able to explain this much better than I can. We've made the basic reading of the Gemara, we're going to continue. And the same applies to the next part of the Gemara, we'll make a basic reading. And obviously those proficient in astrology will understand this way better than I will. Says the Gemara, Omar Shmuel. And this is quite a famous opinion of Shmuel, a calculation of Shmuel. And this, just before we read the Gemara, this Shmuel's calculation is based on the following facts. We just saw that every year is split into four seasons, each season of equal length. How long is the solar year? 365 days. If you take 365 days and you split them into four seasons, every season is exactly 91 days and 7.5 hours. Which means that if, for example, if the first year, and this is actually what happened, on day one, or the first time that the solar system was put into place, it was put into place on a Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Tkufas Nisan. Wednesday, that first Wednesday when Hashem set up the sun, it was positioned on a Wednesday, 6 p.m., that's when the system started moving. 91 days, 7.5 hours later, that's when Tkufas Tammuz started. And that's going to be on a Wednesday, but not at 6 p.m. It's going to be, will be the next day, it's going to be at 1:30 a.m. 1:30 a.m., the next Tkufa, Tishri, after that, is going to start 9 a.m., 91 days and 7.5 hours after that. The fourth tkufa, the fourth season of Teves, is going to start at 4:30 p.m., 91 days, 7.5 hours after that. Now, when you've had these four seasons, then the next year, the Tkufas Nisan, the next year, is going to start 365 days. It's not accurate. It's 365 days plus 6 hours, which means if the first year started on a Wednesday, 6:00 p.m., the next sol year is going to start on a Thursday, but not at 6 p.m. It's going to start at 12 a.m. It's going to start 12 midnight, 6 hours later. And then the next year after that is going to start on a Friday at 6 a.m. And the next year after that, the fourth year, is going to start on Shabbos, on the seventh day of the week, at 12 p.m., at midday. And then the next year, the fifth year, we're back to the original system of that Nisan of the fifth year is again going to be at 6 p.m. However, it's not going to be on Wednesday, 6 p.m. It's going to be on a Sunday, 6 p.m., which means every 4 years, the hours of where the solar system starts at the same hour, however, not on the same day. On the first year, the first day was on a Wednesday. The second year was on, 4 days later, was on a Sunday. The next year was on a Wednesday. The next year after that, it was on a Monday, etc. So that is how the solar system, that's how the solar year works. So that means that Tkufas Nisan will only ever start either at 6 p.m. or at 12 a.m. or at 6 a.m. or at 12 p.m. Because that's, since we said that every Tkufa starts 6 hours, or actually starts 7.5 hours later than the previous Tkufa, but every year starts 365 days plus 6 hours after the previous year, means that every year, Nisan, Tkufas Nisan 1 year, Tkufas Nisan the next year, will be 6 hours ahead. Besides of being 4 days ahead, it will be 6 hours ahead than the previous year. But it will always be exactly 6 hours. It will be either 12 p.m., 12 a.m., 6 a.m., or 12 p.m. The same is going to apply Tkufas Tammuz. Tkufas Tammuz is always going to be either 1:30 a.m. or 7:30 a.m. or 1:30 p.m. or 7:30 p.m. And the same applies with Tkufas Tishri. It will always be either 9 a.m. or 3 p.m. or 9 p.m. or 3 a.m. And finally, Tkufas Teves will always start either 4:30 p.m. or 10:30 p.m. or 4:30 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. And those are rules that never change, according to Shmuel. There is a slight inaccuracy, there are those that argue with Shmuel, but we're just keeping it simple now. So let's see this inside. Omar Shmuel, Ein Tkufas Nisan Neufeles, the Tkufa of Nisan will only ever fall, will start, Elo Ba'arba Riv'ei Yoim, the four quarters of the day, which is what we said, Oy B'tchilas HaYoim, either at the beginning of the day, we'll call it 6 a.m., Oy B'tchilas HaLaila, or at the beginning of the night, we'll call that 6 p.m. Oy b'chatzi ha'yom, or midday, we'll call that 12 p.m. Oy b'chatzi ha'layla, or midnight, call 12 a.m. Ve'ein tkufas tamuz noifeles, the tkufas tamuz will only ever fall, elo oy b'achas omechtza, 1:30 a.m. or p.m. Oy b'sheva omechtza, or 7:30 a.m. or p.m. Bein b'yom, bein b'layla, either the day or the night, a.m. or p.m. Ve'ein tkufas tishri neifeles, the third tkufa, will always fall, elo oy b'sholoi shois, either at 3 o'clock a.m. or p.m., oy b'teisha shois, or 9 o'clock, bein b'yoim, bein b'layla, a.m. or p.m. Ve'ein tkufas teves neifeles, the fourth season, teves, will always fall, oy b'arba omechza, either 4:30, oy b'eser omechza, or 10:30, bein b'yoim, bein b'layla, a.m. or p.m. Ve'ein bein tkufa l'tkufa, the distance between the beginning of one tkufa and the next tkufa is elo tishim ve'echod yoim, it's 91 days, v'sheva shois u'mechzo, and 7.5 hours. And if you work it out, the distance between 6 p.m. and 1:30 a.m. is 7.5 hours. Between 1:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. is 7.5 hours. Between 9 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. is again 7.5 hours. Ve'ein tkufa moishechas michaverto elo chetzi sho. The beginning of one tkufa and the beginning of the next tkufa is always changes by only half an hour. And that means as follows, that we know that there are seven stars, that means all stars that are visible, they stay in their place relative to their position in the sky, let's call it. But there are seven stars, they are called the Koichvei Leches, they move. And they're constantly moving. Every hour of the day, a different star or different heavenly body is visible and is ruling. Again, I don't understand much about this, but that's what it says here. What are these seven stars? These seven stars are Koichov, which is Mercury, Levono, which is the moon, Shabtai, which is Saturn, Tzedek, which is Jupiter, Maadim is Mars, Chamo is the sun, Noiga is Venus. And every hour, a different one is the dominant one. So as we said, if every Tkufa starts 7.5 hours later than the previous one, and there are seven of these Koichvei Leches, these moving bodies of stars, then every Tkufa is going to start a half an hour later of that particular star. For example, if Nisan started with Koichov, just for argument's sake, then the Tkufa of Tammuz is going to start half an hour later. It's going to start half an hour into the next star, because 7 hours, they repeat themselves. 7.5 hours is half an hour into the eighth hour, so to speak, which is just half an hour ahead of where the previous season, the previous tkufa started. So that's what it means. Ve'ein tkufa meishechas michaverto elo chetzi sho. Ve'omar Shmuel also said, ein lecho tkufas nisan shenifeles betzedek she'eino mashaberes es o'ilonis. That if the season of Nisan starts with Tzedek, with Jupiter, then it's going to ruin the trees. Ve'ein lecho tkufas teves shenifeles betzedek. And if the Tkufa of Teves, the winter season, starts with Jupiter, She'enom Yabeshes es Hazroim, it will dry out the seeds. But that's only true, De'isyaled Levono, but that's only true if the moon of that month made its new appearance. It started, and that's to do with the lunar cycle, but if the moon that month started, Oy B'Levono, Oy B'Tzedek, either with the moon or with Jupiter, then those rules apply, that if Nisan started with Tzedek, with Jupiter, then the trees will get ruined, and if Teves started with Jupiter, then the seeds are going to get dried out. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. And before we learn the next Gemara that's going to take us to the end of the Sugya with the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin Omid Aleph, I'd like to make a short introduction. We all know that, and we've learnt all along in this Masechta so far, that a city, a town, from the borders of the town, that we measure, the surveyors measure 2,000 amos, and that is the edge of the tchum. So we would have thought, and without any extra chidushim, if you have a round city, a circle, then you measure a circle of an extra 2,000 amos. For example, if the city itself is 2,000 amos diameter, then you measure a circle of 6,000 amos diameter going around the city, 2,000 on each side, and that will be the tchum, and that's where it starts and finishes, and everything is straightforward. However, we saw in the Mishnah that it's not the case. If you have a round city, then we actually do two things. Number one, we square off the city. We don't actually square it off. We just, virtually speaking, so to speak, straighten out the edges, turning 2,000, for example, a 2,000 amma, a city, a round city with a diameter of 2,000 ammas, is now, so to speak, a square of 2,000 by 2,000. And then we add tchum. How much is tchum? 2,000 ammas. So when you have a circle and you add 2,000 amos, and you just make a circle going round it with an extra 2,000 amos in the diameter on each side of the city, then that's pretty straightforward. When you have a square, let's say, a square of 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos, and you want to add a tchum. How do you do that? So in order to understand this well, and to understand the terminology is going to be used in the Gemara, what they did was as follows, and I would encourage all of you to use some type of a Gemara with diagrams, just to make it that little bit easier. So a square of 2,000 by 2,000 amos actually has four sides: the north, the south, the west, and the east. If we were to extend these four sides by 2,000 amos, take the northern edge of the city and go 2,000 amos north, that means 2,000 amos is the width of the city, by 2,000 amos away from the city, and you now have a tchum in the north. The same goes for the south, the same for the west, the same for the east. That part is straightforward. But in the corners, between the 2,000 amos going straight up to the north and the 2,000 amos going straight to the right on the east, you have a whole corner now of 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos, which is now a corner. And we even add that to the Eruv, which means if you have a city which has been virtually squared off to be 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos, then the Eruv, the Tchum, actually not the Eruv, the Tchum, is now a square of 6,000 amos by 6,000 amos square. That means we've added 2,000 amos straight on the right, the left, the top and the bottom, all four directions, and then the dimensions of that part of the Tchum is going to be the width of that edge of the city by 2,000 amos away from the city, and the corners are always going to be a 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma square that's going to sit exactly in the corner. For example, if you have the tchum of 2,000 amos north, 2,000 amos east, then in the northeast corner, you're going to have a 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma square that's going to sit between the part of the tchum which is exactly north of the northern part of the city and exactly east of the eastern part of the city. So now you have, for a city of 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos, we have four sections that are each 2,000 by 2,000 that are exactly parallel to the sides of the city. We have another four sections of 2,000 by 2,000 sitting in the corners. That is tchum. So if you have a round city, we've actually now gained on two fronts. First of all, we've squared it off. It's now, even though the diameter of the city is a circle of 2,000 amos, the city itself is considered a square of 2,000 by 2,000, the corners of which are, so to speak, an extension of the city, and obviously you can walk there. And besides for giving the city itself that corner, when we make the tchum, we have the far corners that we mentioned, those four corner pieces, those four sections, those areas in the corner of 2,000 by 2,000, then we have a diagonal there as well. It's true that it's each of the corners is 2,000 by 2,000, but if you were to take a diagonal from the center of the city till the edge of the Eruv, you actually have the 2,000 of the city itself. Then you have squaring off of the 2,000, which is going to be an extra 800 amos, just to square off the city. And then, and before then, the extra 800 is split between the entire diagonal of this virtual square around the city, which means that from the center of the city, you've got the 2,000 amos, radius of the city, plus an extra 400 where we've cornered off, we've squared off the city, plus 2,000 amos of the tchum, but in the corners diagonal you have an extra 800 amos, which means that from the center of the city to the furthest corner of the Eruv you have 1,400 plus 1,400 being 1,000, the radius of the city, plus the 400, and an extra 2,800 of the diagonal of the corners of the tchum. And those are the halachas, those are the facts. And now we have to learn the Gemara and see how this works. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Hamerabea es ha'ir. If somebody squares off a round city, Oisin oiso kamin tavlo merubas. We make it like a square tablet. V'choizer umarabea es hatchumin. And then after we've virtually squared off the city itself, we then make the tchum of 2,000 amos on each side, and we square that off as well. V'oisin oiso kamin tavlo merubas. And the area of the tchum is now going to be a square. So if the city, if the square around the city is 2,000 by 2,000, the square of the tchum is 6,000 by 6,000. Ukashuhu moideid, and when he measures, lo yimdoid me'emtza hakeren alpayim amo, mipneishu mafsid es hazovios. The edge of the tchum on the corners is not measured 2,000 amos from the corner of the square that we've squared off the city. We've made it a city, virtually speaking, 2,000 by 2,000. We don't say that tchum is 2,000 north, 2,000 south, 2,000 west, and 2,000 east, and on the corners we measure 2,000 diagonally. No, we square off those corners 2,000 by 2,000. If we were to count diagonally from the corner of the virtual corner of the city to the corner of the tchum, we would measure 2,000 amos, we would lose the corners. Those corner pieces, as we explained before, those sections are squares of 2,000 by 2,000. Umanicho bekeren ba'alachsoino. And we place these corner sections, so to speak, of 2,000 by 2,000, we place them in the corners, the four corners of the virtual town, and that gives us that in the tchum, you can actually walk diagonally from the point of the corner where of the square of the city, you can walk an extra 2,800. Nimtzeis ha'ir mistakeres, the city gains arba meis amois lekan, v'arba meis amois lekan. By squaring off the city itself, the square, the diagonal of a square is 1.4 times the same diameter of a circle, and therefore if you have a city of 2,000 amos wide, the corners from corner to corner is 1.4 of 2,000 is 2,800, which means on every corner you've gained 400 amos just squaring off the city. And besides for that, tchumin mistakrim, the area of the tchum, which is the 2,000 amma area around this city, is shmoyna meis amma lekan or shmoyna meis lekan, has gained on the corners, not that you can walk, not just 2,000 ammas, 2,000 as you can walk in the north, south, east and west, rather in diagonals, you can walk 2,800 from each corner. Nimtzu, so if you add that all up, ha'ir utchumin mistakrim elef umosayim lekan ve'elef umosayim lekan. That besides for the city's radius being 1,000 and the tchum being 2,000, which would have been the letter of the law of the city plus the tchum, because we've allowed them to square off the city and to square off the area of the tchum, we've added an extra 1,200 amos in the diagonal, 400 on each corner of the city itself, and 800 in each corner of the tchum. So that's the Braisa. Now, these figures in the Braisa make sense, as I've explained it, assuming that the city is 2,000 amos diagonal. Is a diameter of 2,000 amos. When you square that off, then it's 2,000 amos, or 2,800 in the diagonal, as we've said. But the Gemara is going to explain that. Omar Abaya, Umishkachas lo, the numbers, the figures in this price are correct. B'moso, in a city, dehavyo tre alpha, a tre alpha, a city, a circular city, that is 2,000 amos diameter. And if you square that off, then you have a square of 2,000 by 2,000, whose diagonal is 2,800, meaning that you've gained 400 on each corner. And now the Gemara is going to move off slightly to another topic, which is very closely related to here. We know that the Levim were given cities, 48 cities, that They were places that the Levim were allowed to live in. Besides for the city proper itself that they were given, every city was given a 2,000 amma area around it, very similar to the concept of tchum that we're discussing, and that was also allocated for the Levim to use. However, the 2,000 ammas were split into two areas. The 1,000 amma that was closest to the city, to these cities, they are called a migrosh, an open area, and they were not allowed to be settled in nor cultivated. They had to be left as open areas. The rest of the outer 1,000 ammas around these cities, they were used for fields and vineyards. And this is all learnt from Psukim. And now we're going to learn a little bit about the measurements of these cities and the way that the two parts of the 2,000 amma area around these cities were divided and calculated. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Omer Abeliezer Berbiesi, Tchum Ori Levim, the boundary around the cities that were dedicated to the Levim, Alpaim Amma, they were given 2,000 ammas. Tzeim Mehen Elef Amma Migrosh. Subtract from these 2,000 ammas, the 1,000 amma closest to the city, that's called a migrosh, an open area that was not allowed to be cultivated nor settled. Nimtza migrosh revia. That means that of the total, this 1,000 amma around the city was a fourth, was a quarter of the area. Vashar sodei sukromim, the rest of the area of this tchum outside these cities, which is the outer 1,000 amos around the city, that is, they can be used for sodei sukromim, for fields and vineyards. And we're going to soon see in the Gemara, what does it mean that this inner 1,000 amma strip around the city is a quarter of what? When is it true and how is it true? Minoanemili. From where do you see that of the 2,000 amos around the city, the belt around the city that was given to the Levim, the closest, the 1,000 amos closest to the city, had to be left as an open area? Omar Rava to Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Mikir Ho'ir, that the open areas in the cities that you give to the Levim, from the wall of the city, V'chutza lo, and outwards, V'chutza, Elef Amos Soviv, are 1,000 amos around it. Omra Teira, so the Torah said, Sabev Esoir Be'elef, surround the city with a strip of 1,000 amos, and that's 1,000 amos called Migrosh, that's going to be unsettled and uncultivated. The other 1,000 amos of the Tchum that's given to the Levim, that could be used for fields and vineyards. Says the Gemara, that you just said in the Braisa, Nimtza Migrosh Ravia, this area called Migrosh, the 1,000 amos around the city, closest to the city, is 1,000 Ravia, Palgahava. Without making too many calculations, it would seem it's half. It's half the distance. If you have 2,000 amos around the city, of which the 1,000 amos is Migrosh, that's half of the area. And the Gemara is now going to give us four different ways, explanations, how to learn this Braisa, how to calculate the different areas, and in order that we should be left that the Migrosh is a quarter. And this is going to take us to the next Mishnah, and for those who are not such so mathematically inclined, don't worry, we're going to make a basic reading of the Gemara. It's going to involve some mathematics. Before we continue, I want to make a short introduction based on the introduction we had at the beginning of this sugya. In the same way as at the beginning of the sugya, we saw that you have the city itself. The city was, so to speak, squared off. And around the city, we said we had tchum. We split up the area of tchum into two areas, into two different dimensions. We had the 2,000 amas directly parallel adjacent to the north, south, east and west, which are straight strips of 2,000 amos away from the city. Besides for that, we have the four corner sections, which are also part of the Eruv. Now, in this case here, with the cities of the Levim, we have to do that same thing twice, which goes as follows. You have, let's say we have a square city, just for argument's sake. We'll soon see this applies to a round city as well. If you have a square city, let's say the city itself is 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. The Levim get 1,000 amos immediately around the city. That's called Migrosh. This 1,000 amos around the city. So let's see, on the north, the northern side of the city, we said, was 2,000 amos wide. Give them 1,000 amos away from the city. So you have a strip there of 2,000 by 1,000 Migrosh. On the south, also 2,000 by 1,000 Migrosh. And so too on the east, and so too on the west. Now, how about the corners? So in the corners, it would seem that you have an area, a square, of 1,000 by 1,000 in each corner. And that's going to be also Migrosh, which means that if you go diagonal from the corner of the city to the corner of the Migrosh, it's going to actually be more than 1,000 amos. It's going to be 1,400 amos, because always a diagonal of a square is 0.4, is 2/5 larger than either of the sides of a square. So if you have a square of 1,000 by 1,000, the diagonal is going to be 1.4, which is 1,400 amos diagonal. And then we have the outer 1,000 amos. And here we're going to do the same thing. If the city itself was 2,000 amos and square, and you have a square of 1,000 round it, the square around it is now 4,000 by 4,000 amos. That's the inner circle around the city. That's the Migrosh. The outer 1,000 amos is now going to be a square of 6,000 by 6,000. And here again, we have to make a picture of this, that on the north, south, east and west, we're just going to add another strip of 2,000 amos, which is the length, the size of each of the sides of the city. We're going to add another 1,000 amos. So it's going to be 2,000 by 1,000 on each of the four sides. In the corners, we now have, and we have to keep this in mind, that we're now talking about the 2,000 amos, the second 1,000 amos away from the edge of the city. We now have corner sections of 2,000 by 2,000. However, a quarter of that, the 1,000 by 1,000 closest to the corner of the city, is part of the Migrosh. The other three quarters of each area of 2,000 by 2,000 in the corner, that is part of the outer circle of the second 2,000 amos given to the Levim. So we have three sections. We have the city itself, 2,000 by 2,000, if it's square. We have the first 1,000 amos around it, which is 4,000 by 4,000. That includes four areas that are straight, 2,000 by 1,000 each, and four corner pieces, 1,000 by 1,000 each. And then we have the outer circle, which is 6,000 by 6,000, which includes four areas that are 2,000 by 1,000, and then we have four corner areas, which is 3/4 of 2,000 by 2,000. That's a basic picture. If you have a diagram, it's extremely straightforward. Let's see the Gemara inside now. Omar Rava. Rava explained as follows. Don't forget, we need to have some way of that the Migrosh area is a quarter. Let's see how that works. Rava said, Bar Ada Mosheicho. Bar Ada, who was a surveyor, Asbarili, he explained this brisa to me as follows. Mishkachas lo b'moso dehava tre alfi a tre alfi. We're talking about the brisa, it's talking about a city that was 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. Which means if the city itself was 2,000 by 2,000, then the entire area given to the Levim is 6,000 by 6,000, and that's, let's call it 36 million square amos. Tchum kamehava, the tchum itself, how much is it? And now what the Gemara means is just the areas north, south, east and west, not the corners. And we said that this tchum in total is 2,000 amos from the city. So the city is 2,000 amos square. So you have 2,000 by 2,000 in the north, 2,000 by 2,000 in the south, and on the west, and on the east. Tchum kamahava shitzar. Without the corners, you've got 16 million square amos of the tchum. Kronos kamahavion. We said that in each corner overall, you've got 2,000 by 2,000. So that's Shitzer. That's another 16 million square amis altogether. And that's what we said before, that the entire area is 6,000 by 6,000, which is 36 million square amis, less 2,000 by 2,000, which is 4 million of the city itself. So the entire tchum is going to be 32 million square amis. Dal tmanyo de tchumin v'arba de kronis. Now let's subtract the area of the migrosh. As we said before, the migrosh itself was four sections of 1,000 by 2,000. That's 8,000 altogether. V'arba de kronos, and the four corners of the migrosh are four times 1,000 by 1,000, which is another 4 million square amos. Kamahava. So how much are you left with now? Tracer, you're left now with 12 million square amos. That means the migrosh itself is 12 million square amos. How, as we just said now, it's the square of 4 by 4, which would be 16 million square amos, less the city itself, which is 2 by 2, which is 4 million square amos. You're left with 12 million square amos. That's the migrosh. The entire area given to the Levim, we said before, was 36 million square amos. So if you take the 12 million square amos of the migrosh out of the entire tchum area, which is 32 million amos, that is the ratio of migrosh of the whole tchum. Ask the Gemara, Nimtza migrosh ravia? You said the migrosh was a quarter. Tvei mitilsa ninu. If you have 12, the ratio of 12 to 32 is more than a third. How? Where do you get a quarter from? Answers the Gemara, Aisa arba demosa shodi ilovai. Add on the entire area given to the Levim, including the city itself. So it's not 32 million square amos. You have to add on the four of the city itself, two by two. That's 36 million. So if you now have that the Levim have altogether the 36 million square amos, that's the entire area given to the Levim, which we said was 6,000 by 6,000. That's 36 million square amos. Of the 36 million square amos, how many were given as the migrosh? Given as the migrosh, we said before, was 12 million. Asks the Gemara, Kati Tilsehava. It's true that 12, the ratio of 12 to 36 is not as bad as 12 to 32. But 12 to 36 is not a quarter, it's a third. Says the Gemara, Mi Savras Beribua Ka'omar, Be'igula Ka'omar. Who says that the city itself is a square city? Maybe the city is actually a round city. And if the city itself is round, then we give the area, the 1,000 amos around it, the first 1,000 amos is also going to be a circle. Even though the outer 1,000 amos, we're going to square off, according to all opinions. But the inner circle, the migrosh, is also going to be a circle. So if you have a city that's a diameter, a circle diameter of 2,000 amos, and around it you have a circle of 2,000 amos, of let's say 1,000 amos migrosh on any side, on all around. So if you have a circle which is a diameter of 4,000 amos, 2,000 of the city plus 1,000 on each side, that's 4,000 amos. And we know that the area of a circle, the ratio of an area to a circle versus the area of a square is 3 to 4, which means that a circle is a quarter less than a square. So if we said that the migrosh, had it been square, would have been 12 million square amos, the migrosh, when it's circle, is going to be 9 million square amos. Dal revio minayu, subtract a fourth, a quarter from the 12 million square amos, poshuluhu tisho, you're left with 9 million square amos migrosh. V'tisho mitlosin v'shito, rivo hava. an area of 9 million square amos relative to the entire area given to the Levim, including the city, and including the squared off second 1,000 amos all round, which we said the entire total was, if the city is 2,000 amos square, the entire area is 6,000 by 6,000, that's 36 million square amos. 9 to 36 is a ratio of 1 to 4, that's your quarter. That is how Rava explained the Braisa. Continues the Gemara, Abaye, Omar Abaye is giving another possible explanation to the Braisa. Mishkachas lo nami b'moso dehavya alfa b'alfa. We're talking about a city, the Braisa is talking about a city that was 1,000 by 1,000 amma square. 1 million square amis square. Tchumin kamohava, the entire area of Tchum, how much is that? Tmanyo, as we said, that the north, south, east and west, without the corners, is adding on 2,000 amos away from each of the sides of the city, which is 1,000 amos in distance. So in each of the four sides, you have 2 million square amos, and that's altogether 8 million square amos. Chronos, the corners, the 2,000 by 2,000 square amos, the 4 million square amos in each corner, kamohava, shitzar. That's 16 million square amos, which means of the entire area, if the city itself is 1,000 by 1,000, it means the entire area given to the Levim is 5,000 by 5,000 square amos. That's 25 million square amos. Subtract the city itself, is 24,000 square amos, that's called the Tchum. Of the Tchum, Dal Arba de Tchumin v'Arba de Kronis. Now the part which is Migrosh, which is the area just close to the city, it's 1,000 by 1,000 on each of the four sides, north, south, east and west, and 1,000 by 1,000 in each corner. So how much is that altogether? 8 million square amos. So you have 8 million square amos of Migrosh out of 24 amos given that in total for the Tchum of the Levim. Says the Gemara, okay, that's Tilsahava, that's not a quarter. The ratio of 8 to 24 is a third, not a quarter. Says the Gemara, Mi Sovras Beribua Ka'omar, who says that we're talking about a city that's 1,000 by 1,000 square? Be'iguluk Omar, we're talking about a city that's 1,000 by 1,000 circle. Kamo merubo yoser ala igul. What's the ratio of a square, of the area of a square, relative to the area of a circle? Revia, an extra quarter. Dal revia. So if you take the area of the Migrosh that we said was 8 million square amos, subtract from that a quarter, how much are you left with? 6 million square amos. If you take a circle of 1,000, that means if you take a circle of 3,000 diameter and you subtract on from it the city in the middle of 1,000, a circle of 1,000 diameter, you're going to be left with an area of 6 million square amis. Del Ravia, take off a quarter of the 8 million square amis had it been squared, Poshalu Shito, you're left with 6 million square amis, which is Migrosh. Vishito Mi'esim V'arba, Rivo Hava. Of the entire Tchum area given to the Levim, which is always square, how much of it is Migrosh? 9 million square amis. 9 relative to 24 is exactly a quarter. That is Abaya's explanation. It's important to point out that in Rava's calculation of a quarter, he had the 9 Migrosh, because Rava was talking about a city that was 2,000 wide. He had 9, the ratio of 9 to 36. 36 was the entire area given to the Levim, including the city itself. The Migrosh, relative to the entire area given to the Levim, is a quarter. Abaya, however, says that the Migrosh, which according to Abaya is 6, relative to the 24, which is just the area of the Tchum, the entire area that was added to the city, we do not include the city itself, according to Abaya. Just something important to point out. Continues the Gemara, Ravina Omar, Ravina is going to offer yet a third explanation to the Braisa. My Ravia, what does it mean, Iravia, a quarter? Ravia de Tchumin. It means it's a quarter of the Tchum area. Ravina is explaining that we're talking about a city of 2,000 Amis by 2,000 Amis. We said before, when we were speaking about Rava, Rava made the calculation that the entire area of the Migrash is the 8 Amis on north, south, east and west, 2,000, when I say 8, I mean 8,000, the 8 million square Amis. According to Rava, you had 2,000 by 1,000 on each of the four sides, north, south, east and west, plus the extra four of 1,000 by 1,000 on each of the corners of the Migrosh, and that was 12 million of the Migrosh. Had it been square, that became 9 when it became round. However, Ravina says that we're only talking about the part of the Migrosh which is directly next to the four sides of the city, not the corners. It's talking about a square city. It's 2 by 2. You have 1,000 by 2,000 on the north and on the south and on the east and on the west. Altogether, you've got 8,000 amos of Migrosh besides for the corners. We're not talking about the corners. That's what it means that Revia de Tchumin, just the Tchum area, we said, is 8 million square amos. The ratio of 8 to 32. How much is the entire area added to the Levim, excluding the town itself? We said the entire area was 6,000 by 6,000. That's 36 million square amis, minus the city itself, which is 2,000 by 2,000. So you've got the entire area given to the Levim, besides for the city itself, was 32 million square amis. The parts of the Tchum, which is just the area of Migrosh, which is adjacent to the city itself, we said was 8 million square amis. The ratio of 8 to 32 is exactly a quarter, and that's how Ravina explains this. According to Ravina, it comes out that the Migrosh area is not actually a full area around the city. It's only the area 1,000 meters away from each of the sides, north, south, east and west. They are Migrosh areas that have to remain unsettled in and uncultivated. However, the corners themselves, they are included in the outer 1,000 amis, and there they could be used for fields and vineyards, and they are not included in Migrosh. According to Ravina, Migrosh is only the 1,000 amis adjacent to each of the four sides. Therefore, you have 8. Relative to 32, you've got a quarter. Continues the Gemara. Ravashi Omar. Ravashi gives another explanation, a fourth interpretation of the Braisa. My Ravia. What does it mean, a Ravia? Ravia de Kronos. It's actually only talking about the corners themselves. That when it says that there's a Migrosh area, which is 1,000 amis around the city, and this is exactly the opposite to what Ravina said. Ravina said the Migrosh area is only the areas exactly beyond north, south, east and west, not the corners. Rav Ashi argues, Rav Ashi says it's only the corners. The entire 2,000 amis all round are not Migrosh area. There's a corner of 1,000 by 1,000 on each corner of the city, that's called Migrosh. And according to Rav Ashi, it doesn't make any difference how big the city is. This is going to remain true, that the corners are 1,000 by 1,000 Migrosh. And that's 4 million square amis, just the corners. And if we're talking just about the corners, how much Tchum area in total is given to the Levim in the corners? We know that north, south, east and west, they're given 2,000 amis in each direction. According to Rav Ashi, none of them are Migrosh. Besides for that, you've got an extra area in each corner, which is 2,000 by 2,000, 4 million square amis in each corner, which is also given to the Levim, of which the outer three quarters of the corners themselves are not Migrosh. A Migrosh is only the 1,000 amis closest to the city. So when we're only talking about the corners, the entire corner areas given to the Levim is four corners, each one which is 2,000 by 2,000, each one is 4 million square amis. Altogether, you've got 16 million square amis given to the Levim in the corners of the city. Of these 16 million, Just 4 million square amos are actually the Migrosh. That's Rav Ashi's opinion. It's only the very corners, 1,000 by 1,000, which is the 4 million in total. So if you have a 4 million relative to 16 million, is exactly 1 to 4. It's a quarter. Omale Ravina le Rav Ashi. Ravina is asking Rav Ashi that, I don't understand, you Rav Ashi say that Migrosh is just the four corners, not even the areas on the north, south, east and west of the city. It's just the corner of northwest and the corner northeast and the corner southwest and the corner southeast. That's where your Migrosh is. Asks Ravina, v'hosoviv ksiv, the Pasuk says that the Migrosh areas have to be around the city. According to me, Ravina, it's around. It's also on the north, south, east and west. It's just not including the corners, but it's all the way around. According to you, it's just the four corners. Answers the Gemara of Ashi is going to answer, my soviv, you know what soviv means? Soviv de kronis. It means the corners all round, all four corners. It doesn't mean on all four sides. It means each of the corners. That's also called soviv. Where do we have such an idea that soviv can mean just the corners? Rav Ashi brings a fantastic raya. The iloi teimach, if you're not going to say this, gaba oilo, we know that the korban oilo, the chsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'zorku b'nei aroin es hadom, it says that the kohanim, when they sprinkle the blood of the korban oilo al hamizbeach, they have to sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, soviv. Again, soviv meaning all the way around. Hochanami soviv mamish? Does that mean they have to sprinkle the blood all the way around on all four sides? Of course not. Elomai soviv, what does soviv mean? Soviv de kronis. It means that each of the four corners going around the mizbeach. Hochanami, so too, regarding the migrosh of the Levim, that's 1,000 amos around, it means in each of the corners, my soviv, soviv de kronis. Continues the Gemara. And the Gemara is now going back to what we saw before, that both Abaya and Rava said that if you have a city that's round, then the Migrosh area around the city is also round. Omar le Rav Chavivi Mechuzno le Rav Ashi. Rav Chavivi of Chuznos, of Mechuzon, said to Rav Ashi, Vahoika Murusha de Karnasa. I don't understand. In the area of the city itself is square, and you're saying that the Migrosh area is round. If you have the Migrosh area less the corners that are protruding, then you have less Migrosh area because the corners of the city are stealing away from the Migrosh area. Answers the Gemara, but Mosso Igulta. Rav Ashi says, we're talking about, Abaye and Rava were talking about, that the city itself was also round. The city was round. The area 1,000 amis all the way round was the Migrosh areas also round. So there you have the calculations we said before. According to Rava, we said it was 9 million square amis. And according to Abaya, we said it was 6 million square amis. Asks the Gemara, Vahari Bua, in the areas, the halachas of Tchum, do we not say that you square off a city? We square off a town? How can you say the town is square? The town is round, and therefore the Migrosh area is completely rounded and no corners protruding into it. But in Tchum, we square off the city. Answers Rav Ashi, Eimur da'amrinon chazinon kemanda mirbo. Ribua vada mim mirbano. What do we say? We said that we view it as if, virtually speaking, as far as the tchum of walking on Shabbos, it's as if we view it as if it's squared off. But ribua vade mir rabano, we certainly do not square off the city itself. The city is as round as it always was. And therefore, when it comes to the Migrosh area for the Levim, it was a round city and it does not steal away from the area around it. And therefore, the calculations are accurate. Continues the Gemara. We saw before that when we're making the Eruv of a round city, that we square off the city, and then we square off the Tchum area around the city. And what did we say? We said that we gained 800 amos for the Tchum. The Tchum itself was, really the Tchum is 2,000 amos, but in the corners of each city, northwest, northeast, southwest, southeast, we put the section, we square off the Tchum, and even though each area, the corner itself is 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos, diagonally from the corner of the city or from the corner that we squared off the city, it's not 2,000, it's 2,000 800 amos. That's what we said before. Omale Rav Chaniloi Michuzna Ol Rav Ashi. Rav Chaniloi said to Rav Ashi, Mechte, let's see. Kamo merubo yeser alo igul. The area of a square. How much more is it than the area of a circle? Revia. It's a fourth, which means that if a square is 4 million square amos, then the circle inside that square is going to be 3 million square amos. So if the area of a square, the ratio of a square to a circle is 3 to 4, then if so, if you have a 2,000 amo by 2,000 amo of each side of a square, and a circle of that diameter would be just 3/4 of that of a square, if so, Hana Tamna Meo, is it 800? If the ratio, if the area of the rate of a square to a circle is an extra third of the circle, a quarter of the total, if so, if you have a 2,000 by 2,000 area, the corner section is going to be an extra third. So if you add a third of 2,000, you're only adding on Shismeo v'shisin v'sheva nechi tilsehava. It's going to be 667 less a third, which means 666 and a third amois is how much the extra distance for the corner of this, of the tchum area should be. Because we assume that if the area of a square is an extra third of a circle added onto the area, then so too the diagonal of a square is going to be more than the radius of a circle is also going to be an extra third. Then it's only an extra 666.6, not an extra 800. Says Rav Ashi, Omale Rav Ashi answers as follows. He says, you're right that when you're talking about area, the area of a square relative to the area of a circle is an extra third of the square, of the circle. If the circle is 3/4, the square will be 1. However, here we're not talking about the area. Here we're talking about the distance, the diagonal. The diagonal of a square relative to the sides of the square, that's not an extra third. That's an extra 2/5. That's 0.4, not an extra 0.3. Hana mila bi'igula megoi ribua. When you're measuring the area of a circle inside the area of the square, then those ratios of 3 to 4 are correct. Aval ba'alachsoino, but when you're measuring the diagonal of a square versus the sides of the square, ba'inon tfei, there it's not 1.3 of a circle equals a square. That means 1.3 area of a circle equals the area of a square. However, when it comes to the diagonal, it's 1.4 of the sides of a square equals the diagonal of a square. Do'omar mar, kol amsa biribua, any square that the sides are 1 amo, amsa utrei chumsha ba'alachsoino, the diagonal is 1.4. So here also you have a square of 2,000 by 2,000 in the corner. The diagonal of that is going to be 1.4 of 2,000, which is an extra 800 amos. Now we've explained this Gemara just in basic terms from the Gemara. I didn't explain to you how this all works with Pythagoras and with all the other mathematical equations. For those who have a command in maths, will understand all these ratios and will understand why a diagonal is 1.4 times a side, because we know that a diagonal, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, the square root of 2 is 1.4 approximately. We also know the area of a square is going to be 1.3 times the area of a circle, also because the Gemara takes on that pi is 3, and so if you have a radius of, if you have a diameter of 1, then the area is radius times radius, pi r squared, 3 times 0.5 times 0.5 is exactly 0.75, but the area of a square is 1 by 1 would be 1. So for those who a little bit have a command of maths, that's what the hidden workings behind this Gemara is, all those concepts in maths. They're not completely accurate because we know that pi is more than 3, and it's not completely accurate, and the Rishonim in other places in Shas discuss these inaccuracies with these calculations, but the Gemara kept it simple. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.